Adrian's left his receiver.
Hey, you never know, right? I've actually been impressed with the way he catches the ball. For a guy who, you know, that's not what he's known for, obviously, but he certainly is capable of doing that. And that just makes him even more of a threat. You know, when he's in the game, he can catch screen passes. He can catch balls out of the backfield. We can motion him out of the backfield, and he can run routes. So, yeah, it just makes him more versatile.
Drew, is there a different level of anticipation with Adrian? I mean, you've been working with him for a while now, but now going to an actual, I guess, game situation, is there a different level of anticipation?
Well, listen, I feel like he approaches practice just like he does a game. I mean, he's very intense. He runs angry. He attacks the line of scrimmage. You know, never in a practice rep have I handed the ball off to him and had it feel any different. You know, like it is one speed all the time. I think he clicks in, and when it's time to play, it's time to play, regardless of whether it's practice or a game.
Drew, Tom Savage talked about how special it is for him to be able to watch, work with, or work against, if you will, against a guy like Tom Brady last week and a Drew Brees this week. What does that mean to you that he called you guys the greatest of all time, two of the best, that kind of thing?
Well, that's humbling. And listen, I have a lot of respect for him, especially the way he approached last season and the job that he did when he came in. And you know, he's got certainly seems like the team has a lot of confidence in him. You know, just in listening to the way guys talk about him, the way the coach talks about him. So, but yeah, that's an honor when a guy says it about you.
Brady mentioned last week that pro football players watch a lot of college games. On Saturday, you're in the hotel.
Oh yeah.
He saw a lot of Deshaun Watson because Clemson. You saw a little bit of him today. You saw him on TV. What do you think of him right now, Drew?
Listen, he's as talented as they come, and he's played in and won a lot of big football games, you know. And he's played extremely well against some pretty well-respected teams and defenses. Obviously, when you look at that Alabama defense and what he was able to accomplish against those guys over the last 2 years, and again, been in a lot of big situations, won a lot of big games. So anytime you take a step to the NFL from college, you know, there's adjustments. It's a new system, the speed of the game, probably what he gets to go up against in practice every day with that defense and that pass rush, you know. That's more going to, you know, equip him and prepare him for what the NFL is going to be.
When you were looking out and seeing J.J. and Jadeveon out there, what'd you think?
Well, played against those guys a few times now, you know, whether it be practice against them or playing games against them. And, I mean, they're as good as you get. And then throw Merciless into the deal and that linebacking core. And, I mean, that's as good a front seven as there is in football, without a doubt.
But you knew Deshaun or met him before this, right?
Who's that?
You knew Watson before this?
I actually met Deshaun Watson out in San Diego. He was before the draft. He was working out there a little bit. So I knew the guy that he was training with, and he had mentioned that, you know, he wanted me to come out and see those guys. So I went out and met him then. That was my first time. I take that back. I shook his hand at the Super Bowl, but then I saw him train in March in San Diego a little bit.
Did you have a chance to talk a little football?
So I was wondering, does he see you as like a mentor, or do you talk to him about the transition, maybe the patience that's required in the early years before you really get your shot?
I was asked to do that for him in March. You know, my friend who was training them said, hey, would you come out and just talk to these guys? And I said, sure. So came out, and it was him and a couple other you know, draft picks. And yeah, just gave him my perspective, you know, my experience, albeit 16 years previous, but just what they do now to prepare those guys for the draft and for what's to come in the NFL, I think is light years ahead of where we were, you know, 16 years ago. But yeah, I tried to give him as much advice as I could.
Your review of how you guys did in that 2-minute offense towards the end, how would you describe it?
I mean, we moved the ball just. You know, that's a tough defense. It's a great pass rush. They've got some really good secondary players, and so it's one of those like, hey, just take what you can get, you know. And so felt like we moved the ball down the field a little bit, and then you're just kind of waiting for your opportunity to maybe make a big play. And you know, once we got deeper into their territory, you know, I don't know if you knew the situation, but it was, you're just playing for a field goal, and we were right on the outskirts of field goal range, so you know you're going to get an aggressive look from them, and you know, we were able to hit a big play.
Are you excited about Saturday? You're possibly only work this preseason. It's got to be tough sitting on the sideline the first two games watching. You want to be in there, get a little action.
Yeah, it is. I get antsy. I mean, you know, you prepare all week to play in games. You don't just practice to practice. So, I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, it's against a very good team. So hopefully, you know, as a first unit, we go out there and we're sharp and we execute very well and score points. And, you know, just, again, this is all preparation for what's going to happen here in 2 weeks with our first game at Minnesota. So we still got a lot of work to do, but, you know, it's just steps at a time, and this is the next step.
What's your philosophy on playing in the preseason? I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's the only time other than the oblique injury that you've ever sat the first two.
Yeah, it is. You know, I know that there's a plan. I know that there's a lot of reps that you're trying to give guys, and at times, you know, based upon what the rest of the unit looks like, you know, decisions are made to, hey, let's take another opportunity to rest guys and get guys healthy. I mean, bottom line is how do we put ourselves in the best position to be successful week one and be the most healthy, right? So for me, I think having practiced against San Diego for 3 days last week, a lot of good reps there. So you can almost say that replaced what the value of 12 to 15 plays would have been in the game. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of reps. And this being the third preseason game, typically the one we play more, I expect us to. And we'll see how we do. I think a lot of how long we play is dependent upon how well we do, you know? So we want to look good. We want to be sharp.
Drew, why do you think it's important to get in the dome tomorrow before the game?
Well, I know they always put new turf down, so you just assess the surface and, I don't know, just familiarity. I mean, dome is the dome. I can picture it pretty well. But
and Drew, looking at all the reps you've had against our defense, especially in 2 minutes, it seems like, talk about their progression, they really play well.
Yeah, listen, I think our defense is playing with a lot of confidence. You know, we have the ability to do a lot of different things, you know, but I think we're really honing in on the things that we're good at. And I think those guys are, you know, just buying in and playing very well together and believing in one another. And it just takes time. It takes a lot of time on task. And, man, I think we've tried to throw everything we can at them this training camp, and they've done the same. And at the end of the day, that's, you feel like that makes both sides better. I guess.
Thanks,
yeah.